This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
But hearing Kobe Altman say that, he's saying we just made it out that the expectations are the finals, right? Like, I heard that correctly. That was in his post-season presser on Monday.
Yeah, meaning that we didn't have that expectation until they won 64 games.
Yeah, I don't believe that whatsoever. When you trade for Donovan Mitchell, that's what becomes your expectations, doesn't it? Well, whether inside and guys, like honest inside basketball guys, well, you gotta do this, that, the yeah, but with your fan base, you make a trade for Donovan Mitchell like that, you're giving up 3 first-round picks. Like, hey, look at the other guy they traded 3 first-round picks for with the other team. Did they or did they not? Like, hey, this is a Super Bowl or bust move, and it ended up being bust, big time. Big time bust.
I had said in the past that it was kind of funny to me that every time the Cavs made a move, for the GM and for the organization. With some fans, it was like a reset of the timeline. And I always kind of found that very interesting because obviously you could continue to make another, but like, what if they traded Evan Mobley tomorrow for Giannis? Does it start out, okay, now this is year one of this new Cavs team. So, you know, there's going to be some bumps in the road. And if they don't win the title, it's like, this has been 6 years of Darius Garland, right? It's been... Oh, what? And if you think about it, so Colin Sexton a year before, that I thought was the start of the rebuild. And we were going to do that on track. So I do think he's gotten the benefit of every time we just kind of repopulate what the window is.
He's kind of got the benefit of a lot of understanding that I don't think a lot of fan bases would give him. And I would even say, the nasty media. I would say that he's gotten the benefit of what a lot of the understanding media has been here.
Like, what's the Pacers window? What do we think of
now?
Because they've kind of blown up that whole thought because nobody had the Pacers on their radar.
Did they trade anybody?
As a contention? Well, Siakam was the trade they made.
Did they trade 3 first-round picks for Pascal Siakam? I'm asking. I'm being honest.
Well, I have to go back and look
sarcastic
at what that trade was. But
okay.
They obviously also traded for Tyrese Halliburton. After the second year of his career. So he has now been in the league just as long as Darius Garland. Now he's been to 2 Eastern Conference finals, and now he's had heroics in the playoffs.
Well, did anybody, and they made those moves, and they're good moves. Did anybody, would you consider a Donovan Mitchell trade years ago, 3 years ago, to bring him in? Was that a blockbuster trade?
Yes.
Would you consider the Pascal Siakam trade blockbuster or the Tyrese Halliburton trade?
I didn't think the Siakam was as much a blockbuster deal just because Siakam was not considered, the type of superstar
player that can carry you.
They
Donovan
did
was.
Trade, so they traded a couple players. Bruce Bowen was one of them. But
Bruce Bowen.
Two 2024 first-round picks and a conditional 2026 first-round
pick. So that's 3 in so many ways. Okay, so that makes it even worse where you've had a team that's gone further than you with, I would put Donovan Mitchell ahead of Pascal Siakam. You've had a team that's gone further than you twice now and could very well go to the finals. So it still doesn't make it very
good.
Well,
and the Knicks used up so many
to make
different,
that argument.
You know, they made a bevy of trades. They kept, even though they could have argued, and Knicks fans did, that, well, we've got our Villanova group. We've got the best chemistry of any of these teams in the Eastern Conference. The last thing we need to do is divvy that up. And then what did they do? What did they do? They made the OG Anunoby trade.
Yeah.
They made the Bridges trade.
Yeah.
They made the Karl Anthony Towns trade.
Yeah, right? That's the big one.
They have not sat on their laurels at all. And now you can make the argument. Cavs have been unlucky with the injuries. They have. Two consecutive years, they've been really banged up at the end of the year. But and obviously the Knicks were really banged up last year at the end of the last year. But it is pretty incredible that the aggressive teams have been truly rewarded here in the last few years.
Well, remember, and they
made... Oklahoma City made deals. I mean, Hartenstein was not considered as big of a deal, but they made that one. Then the real big one, as you can see because of the matchups, has been the Alex Caruso for Josh Giddey deal. So they obviously did not, you know, divide up their main nucleus. But those were two role players that came in and have been really substantial.
Well, and that Karl Anthony Towns trade, I mean, that was a strong move. I mean, when you look at what they gave up and what they got back in him and trying to put those two together to make that thing work, like, these teams have made strong moves as well. And I think that you bring up the Knicks, like, they hold their team. That is as Jekyll and Hyde a fan base as you're going to see. They're going to celebrate in the street over winning the second round of an NBA series, and yeah, it is the defending champs, and it's Boston, and there's a rivalry there. But they will also, if they don't win this series, like once you've perceivably got past Indiana, or once you got past Boston, if they don't win this series, then they're going to be calling for Tom Thibodeau's head. They're going to be wondering why you made these moves, because remember, you got the other side of the coin where Julius Randle is also in the Western Conference Finals, so you have to deal with something like that. So I fail to say, well, we raised the expectations this year. I think a lot of people have had the expectations that it's a finals type of team with Donovan Mitchell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I couldn't have said that year one. I couldn't have said that year one. But I think now it's like, hey man, you're gonna have to put up or shut up. And maybe there's another move that has to be made there. Maybe there has to be that. When you watched that Eastern Conference Finals game last night, what did you feel? Because I jotted down the emotions of what I thought.
Well, the first thing was jealousy. Honestly, I felt like we should have been on the stage this year, especially if you would have told me before the year that Boston.
I didn't feel that way.
Boston would be out. I'd be like, oh my God. All right, Cavs are 100%. I would have bet everything I own that the Cavs are in the Eastern Conference Finals if you would have told me before the season started that Boston wasn't going to be there. Would you guys? I would have mortgaged everything.
Totally. But I didn't feel jealousy. I ended up being more bitter about the Cavs and bitter about that. Like, I have a lot of respect for Jalen Brunson and what the Knicks are doing, even though you know, there's a lot of things about Knicks fans that you could be bothered by. I have a lot of respect for Indiana. I think Tyrese Halliburton, that's just good entertainment right there. That's healing right there. That's good work to go in there. And I know he thought he hit a three to win that basketball game, but to do the choke sign afterwards, I mean, that's just good, solid stuff. That's two series in a row. You either won a game or, perceivably, you won that game last night, but you kept your team in it. And obviously, they went on and they won in the overtime period. Like, I have a lot of respect for that. And I'm going, what is missing from our team? And I just keep coming back to this answer of, well, there's only so many moves you really can make. And the one big move that you make, like I know it would be a, I'm not running to the table to make the move because I like the player that we talk about in Evan Mobley so much. And by the way, Jim Sarsky is going to join us coming up at 9:22 this morning from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to see whether or not they would even want Evan Mobley up there. We won't keep him the entire segment, but I do want an answer from him and see whether or not they think as highly of Evan Mobley as we do here in Cleveland. It keeps coming back down to what are you going to do to get yourself to push yourself through that? Because I'm trying to figure out whether or not this is a fit issue or whether or not this really is a heart issue, whether or not this really is a toughness issue that we've been talking about here for the last week. And I think that that's what this series can do. Because I went to bed last night. They were up 14. The Knicks were. I was shocked when I woke up this morning that the Pacers had won that game. I mean, that's all heart. That's all toughness. And I look at you, I look at the Cavs, and I go, damn it, this team is better than them. What's not working here? And I keep arriving to an answer that I honestly, Anthony, I'm bothered by saying it because to me it just sounds like, nah, you're not watching the games the way you should. Like, I'm wondering myself, when we just say, ah, guys aren't tough, they wanted it more. What are we saying? What are we saying?
Well, we are looking for terms.
And
we are looking for ways to explain why our team, which nobody thought could lose to
me,
Indiana, is sitting at home right now.
It's one thing for you and I to be sitting in a bar and say it. It feels cheap for me to say it behind a microphone. It feels like there needs to be something deeper. Like, I use Miles Turner as an example here. They were highlighting him yesterday and some of the things he did. Now, the Knicks, and I brought him up earlier, the Knicks shut him down in the second half. But he was one of the guys that highlighted. I go, you can tell who watches the NBA every night and who doesn't by what is said about other guys not named Tyrese Halliburton. Because you got to be a person who loves basketball, loves the NBA, or covers it entirely to know that much about the Indiana Pacers. I'm sorry. They are in, to me, a black hole of nothingness there in Indianapolis. No offense, guys. Sorry. None. Even though, boy, I said a lot of nasty stuff right there. I don't mean to do. I just didn't pay attention. Like, I'm not one of those guys. And the people who know, like Channing Frye, who called out Jared Allen, he knows it. And credit to Channing Frye for knowing that. That's a guy who watches ball constantly and knows what he's watching, obviously, as a former NBA champion. And I see that. I go, is it enough for me to just say, oh, man, we're soft. Oh, we're not tough enough. But, man, I watch these two teams. That was a cage match at certain times last night. And I thought, okay, Indiana, or New York got the best of Indiana tonight. And I clicked it off, and they still weren't dead. They still weren't dead. I'm going, man, I believe in Donovan. I you know what? I feel better about Darius Garland after this last series than I did before. That he went out there and he tried to gut it out.
Oh,
I don't feel good about his size, but
yeah,
man.
I respected the hell out of that. My question is, will he ever hold up? And maybe 4 years from now we're laughing at that, when he's been to the NBA Finals and maybe helped hit shots to win a championship, we can all laugh at, you know, when Anthony back in May of 2025, all wrapped up in his emotions, wondered. And I bet you, by the way, there were people wondering about Steph Curry after all his ankle injury situations that plagued the early part of career. Was he ever going to be tough enough? Was he going to get picked on defense? And that's not to say that there's no doubt like Darius Garland is going to be the next Steph Curry, but there are genuine questions, and I wonder what the Cavs feel about this, because they are banking a lot. If they are truly committed to keeping some of this core together, maybe not all of them, but if they're definitely committed to Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland, like, I bet there's some split internally on whether or not he's going to make it to the finish line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.